Hello.
Hello, yo. Mel. How are you doing? You living good?
I am living, you know, neutrally good and bad, the full spectrum of things, you know. I gotta be completely honest here. Yeah, so like, you know, sometimes you're getting shafted by a double-sided dildo, and sometimes you're the one who is putting it in life's ass. And, you know, right now I'm kind of just going back and forth between the two. I stand for nothing. That's what I'm trying to say. I stand for fucking nothing. How are you?
I stand for nothing. I feel like, is especially going into 2024, it's been like a consecutive run of ups and downs. There's like stuff that's happening that I've been like waiting to kind of come together for a little while. Like I got some auditions at some comedy clubs that I've wanted to get into.
Oh, nice.
Incredible. And then some other stuff that's happening that's like fucking chaotic. And so it's been all over the place. It should feel like neutral, but it doesn't. It does not feel like neutral. It feels like,
yeah, I mean, if
crazy.
Neutral is the average of quite literally everything everywhere all at once, then yeah, I'm neutral. If like not neutral as a one thing, but neutral as the result of, you know, a bajillion things happening together. It's like, oh, if you're exploding and imploding at the same time, you're just staying at whatever density this is. You look cold. How is it over there in New York?
It's snowing like crazy. I'm personally like, I'm not like, my apartment's good and all that kind of stuff, but it's not snowing like crazy, but it is snowing. And I don't think it's snowed since I've been here, which is only one winter. But
yeah, I didn't mean to, you know, assume your baseline body temperature. I didn't want to like miss body temperature you.
Yeah, you know, dude, that can be very, very offensive if you do.
Yeah,
something
like, how could you, what, you just thought I was cold? You don't know what my baseline temperature is.
I'm jealous of you guys in LA right now because of how like, it just, I'm not a big fan of the cold. I don't like skiing, snowboarding, all that shit. Oh, just give me like the warm buds all the time.
Ooh, that is such a huge turnoff when someone is like, do you want to go skiing? Or I think that's worse than hiking because that also shows you that they, you know, grew up a certain way with all the skiers. Like skiers are the original pickleballers. However, the one thing I am curious about is, skiing is the original pickleball because like when you're growing up and they're like, what do you live doing? Like skiing. And it's like, okay, tell me you're from a nice family without telling me. Okay. But have you, have you personally ever jizzed in below, I don't know, the one where water turns to ice, that one, it's like
freezing.
Negative 30 or zero or, yeah, whatever, freezing, that's what I mean. Have you ever jizzed in a freezing temperature and then watched your jizz turn into ice? Have you ever seen your cum freeze was what I'm getting at?
No. I thought about freezing sperm because I'm getting geared up to get a vasectomy on the 27th of February.
Pretty soon.
Yeah, no, it's on the books, man. It's happening. So I was like,
dude, I wish that were easier for girls. Wait, what is the process of getting a vasectomy for dudes? And also very smart, and I understand why you're doing that.
It's like a questionnaire. They ask you a bunch of questions. They go like, hey, you know, like, oh, they ask you like your age. Do you have any kids? Any like all the medical stuff, like any health problems, blah, 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 blah. And then you go in. The procedure, I think, is about 10 minutes. They freeze you up. They tie you up. And then you're probably out of commish. Like it's different for every dude.
The procedure is to get a vasectomy, it only takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, it's very quick. Very quick.
Wow.
Yeah. They go in there, they're like shoop, 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 shoop. I think they tie the, I don't know how it works. I honestly don't know. And I don't know.
Yeah, I really
ask.
Don't. Wait, so is it like, because they're just making it so that you don't jizz sperm.
Yeah. Like I'll still jizz a fluid, which I think is just the straight up semen, which makes me wonder if it's going to come out clear after. I haven't asked that.
Yeah,
I got a few questions when I get there. My first question is, when can I start banging again? That's for sure question number one. Which I've read different things online. I've read within 3 days, I've read a week, I've read 3 months until you're like jizzless, until your sperm is no longer has the chance of impregnating someone. So I'm still in like,
Okay. So they do the procedure and then they just go into your balls and some ghost is like, you guys all got 3 months left to live.
You got 3 months. You guys better bake.
What if that's the procedure? Like imagine that they just like knock you out and then you see the footage after and it's just like a bunch of dudes around your balls and some sort of ritual whispering like, you're going to die in 3 months. You better fucking die. You swear, like, they don't even do anything invasive. They're just like whispering to your balls.
rituals.
Dude, if any sort of like, yeah, a hellish ritual that would stop me from having children, I'm game for that. It's like, whatever. I would like a almost like a warlock type connection with my balls. Like, I'll sacrifice my ability to have kids to like a higher power, and then that higher power, it will like consume that energy, but I don't have to worry about having kids. And that's the trade-off. It's like a symbiotic relationship.
I imagine the higher power would be like physically bigger than you, so that when they do jizz, like the size of one droplet of their sperm is just like enough to make an entire another one of you.
Yeah, dude, that'd be great. That would be great.
I'm so curious about this vasectomy shit. So like, what do they go? So, okay, yeah, you don't know what they go in there and do. I'm guessing that they put in some sort of sperm killer that takes 3 months or whatever.
They tie it off. I think they tie off literally the jizz too. That's what I think. I'm not sure. Producer, can you figure out what the like the quick definition of a vasectomy, how it works? We can figure that out.
Hey, I'm literally going to this procedure. I wore a pearl necklace just for this. You know, when I was getting ready this morning, as in I actually woke up 5 minutes before this, and I was like, wait a second. I had two pearl necklaces, and I didn't want to use the one my grandma gave me because I felt like that was hitting it a little close.
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to use the one my grandma gave me. I'm going to use the other one, you know.
Yeah.
The one my grandpa gave me. No, this is just I just got this from a company.
Okay, we got from Dr. Google. A vasectomy works by stopping sperm from getting into a man's semen, the fluid that he ejaculates. The tubes that carry sperm from a man's testicles to the penis are cut, blocked, and sealed with heat. This means...
Signed, sealed, delivered.
This means when the man ejaculates, the semen has no sperm in it, and a woman's eggs can't be fertilized. Boom. Whoa. So that's what I'm going to get done.
Okay. I just learned something. I did not know that there was like a separate tube for the sperm itself. Like, for some reason, I just thought it came as a pre-made smoothie. Like, yeah, I thought that like all of it was just like, yeah, juice and sperm together into one thing. I didn't know that it was like a la carte, and then it got mixed together somewhere in the process.
Sperm comes from the balls, and I'm pretty sure semen comes from the prostate, I think.
Oh,
yeah, that's why when someone presses on your prostate, so little you jizz. About this shit.
Yeah. Oh, so forget about the prostate.
Yeah, that's what I think. I'm pretty sure that's how that works. Like, have you ever seen those street interviews where they go up to like dudes and they're like, how many tampons does a woman use a day when she's on her period? Like, where do eggs come from? Like, where?
I've seen those, and people have no idea. And the only times men do know the answer to that question is if they've been married or have been in a long relationship recently and they're like a good partner.
But then I see those things and I go, I don't even know where the stuff's coming from my own shit. Like, yeah, I don't even know.
What if they don't even know? I mean, what if all the scientists and all the medical professionals are just like underground being like, yo, every time we have to do this, we're just going to knock them out and just wing it. We're going to do the satanic ritual shit.
Satanic ritual.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. Because, you know, okay. So sperm comes from the balls. Jizz comes from the prostate. Or wait, where is it, the reverse?
No. You said sperm comes from the balls, jizz comes from the prostate. Where I think jizz is the final product. Jizz
would be.
Yeah, semen comes from the
semen.
Prostate.
Okay, yeah. Okay, see, now I'm learning the difference between semen and jizz.
Something you have to do, which I've heard, is after you do all the ball stuff, so after you get like tied off and everything like that, you have to actually go to you actually have to like go home and like wait the 3 months or whatever, and then you have to jerk off a bunch of times. You have to jerk off something like 20 times or 40 times, and then the 40th nut you have to put it in a bottle and give it to your doctor so they can test it to see if there's jizz in it, to see if there's sperm.
I feel like I would just love to have seen the focus group or like the people in a group of room who are originally like writing down these instructions to pass on to the medical professionals.
Yeah.
Because they're just sort of like, yo, should we just like, it's the 39th. And like, just say 40th. That'll be easier for them to understand. Like, I just like the idea of them being like, and the 40th nut is the chosen one. Only by the 40th nut will you know if you are eligible to proceed.
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to make content around that. I think I'll make content around the vasectomy, around like, oh, I'm getting my vasectomy today, blah, 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 blah. And then I'm going to make content around the nut marathon that I'm going to have to do and be like, how quickly can I get to this 40th nut?
Yeah, wait, so is it like you can't jerk off for 3 months and then you have to jerk off 40 times consecutively?
No. You can start jizzing within a few days. You can be back, which I need to talk to the doc about, because I got one lined up for March 11th. So that's going to be roughly like 12 days after the procedure. So 12 days after the procedure, can I be banging again? I need a yes on that. I'm going to need.
Oh, when you said you had one lined up and I was just like, that could mean so many things. Like, which part of this is he talking?
Okay. I haven't seen in a bit, who is like, I would like one of my, she's on the foreign roster. She's in a different city. I'm going to be in that city at that time. Yeah.
Foreign roster.
Love my foreign roster. You got your like foreign roster, you got your home roster, you got your legacy roster, which is like legacy would be like the people like they've been around 10 years plus. And you know, whenever you run into them, they come through again.
Yeah. No.
Those are the rosters, man. And I try to treat them all well, you know, all the roster members.
Wait, so back to you storing your sperm. So
yeah.
What is that process like? It's like, do you get there and do you jerk off in front of them?
So I'm not doing it. I decided not to, because the process is kind of a pain in the ass. You can reverse a vasectomy. It's not easy.
You mean a pain in the balls?
Pain in the balls. Yeah, it's a pain in the balls. Mm-hmm. But you have to.
I kind of like that better than pain in the ass. We do need an upgrade for that. Okay, sorry to interrupt you. Keep going.
No. So you'll have to like, you go in and you have to like jizz in a tube several times, and then they have to test your jizz, and then they have to like test your blood to make sure that you don't have any like diseases. And then after that,
you have to just jizz several times in a row in one sitting.
I don't know if it's several times in a row the first time, but you have to jizz the first time, I think just once, so they can test it to make sure your jizz even works. Because they're like, we're not going to store it.
Otherwise, they don't want to like waste your time. Yeah, wasting your nuts. Like, when you said that, I just imagine that like they put you in there and then they're like, they lock the door and it's like, you can only leave after you've nutted seven times into this.
We need those seven nuts. You're not getting out to get, it's like Saw or something. You must nut seven times if you wish to escape.
Yeah.
So
that'd be an interesting way to, you know, like if some creepy person were to start an exorcism business, but they were like, hey, the technique is, you know, I have to jerk it out of you, or I have to absorb the demon, you know, into me, and then you have to jerk it out of me. I think if in some weird like anime villain world in which I weren't actually doing this to people, like maybe I would be one of those people who would just do it to the hot, unsuspecting characters of the anime world. And I'd just be like, yeah, sorry, this is the only way that your entire family's not going to die from the curse. As if
the idea of being like having a demon inside me and then being tied down and then forced to nut several times till the demon comes literally out of my dick doesn't sound like that. It sounds like
I was also wondering if, okay, let's say every single time you jizzed, after the jizz comes out, let's say either it evaporates, burns, or freezes, and you just kind of, I mean, I feel like that'd be fine if you were alone, but then explaining that to a new person, like basically if God came down, which is like, hey, you can only ever have sex again under the condition that you have to choose, you like choosing your starter Pokemon, except it's like every time you come, it either evaporates into air, turns into like ice shards, or is just on fire.
I think I would choose the evaporate, because that would be the easiest of them all. And really, if we are going Pokemon starters, it would be freeze, burns, or some sort of plant grows out of it. There's some sort of like it sprouts. I think I would. The problem with all of those is a cream pie. Because like if you jizz in a girl's pussy and then vines start growing out of her, then she's going to be like, this is bad. This sucks. And I don't be like, yeah, you wouldn't be able to cream pie anyone.
It would be insane
if that were
like a way to, if that were just like a new abortion method, if we're just going into like the fictional world, like you could just be like, hey, when I, you know, like if you find a fire with a fire dick, he can, you know, abort the one that got stuck in there with the guy with a freezer dick. I don't know. That's how it works in the science in my mind.
Yeah, very effective. You'd be a very effective jizz. Like, who, like, mm-hmm. when you a very effective attack against a certain Pokemon. Exactly. Oh, but yeah, then after you jizz for them a bunch of times, you have to, like, jizz in all these. So you jizz for them, they test it, then they test your blood. Then you have to go back and you have to fill, like, 10 tubes of jizz. And they're like, wow. You can't jerk off in between coming in because we need big loads.
Oh, my God. Loads. Okay, so you can't. That's so funny. So wait, what's the window that they, or I guess it's just when you can get an appointment, right?
I think it's when you can get an appointment. I think it's at least 3 days in between. But you also have to pay for every single time you go in and have to jizz in these tubes. And then you have to pay like an annual fee for freezing your jizz. And it was so much rigmarole that I was like, I'm just not going to do this. And
rigmarole. Yeah. I love this word. I'm not sure if I've heard it before and consciously processed it.
You've never heard it, you just know mean rigmarole. Rigmarole just means like a bunch of nonsense. All this silliness.
Shit like that.
All this rigmarole I have to do in order to freeze my jizz, and I currently don't want kids. And if I want kids down the road, like I said, I can reverse it. And that technology is probably only going to get better over time. And I can always just adopt. So it's like, dude.
And the way that they're talking about, like, okay, you have to pay each time and you have to pay the annual fee, it kind of sounds like a streaming service war situation. It's just like, oh, God. So it's like, if I want to watch this, or if I want to watch this one nut special, I have to pay. But then if I want to keep all the nut specials that I've accumulated, I have to pay. Ugh.
Yeah. So I decided against it. And I guess there's always the chance that you do it. And then what if there's a massive blackout and then your jizz melts and dies? That's something I thought about as well.
Yeah, the process for a woman getting her eggs removed is hard. I just know I don't want to do it. Like, I just know that... And I'm just sort of like, I don't think, like, I have never really been like, yeah, I need to leave my legacy, because I just know that, you know, my legacy is not that important. That it's just kind of what I mean. Oh, God, my fucking ancestors who escaped from Japan are like looking down at me, be like, how dare you say that?
I'm just gonna fucking die, dude. I'm just gonna die and evaporate into nothing. So it's like, whatever, dude. It's like and it's just like the concept of having a child right now, it's like, that would really fuck shit up.
No, that would be the worst, I think. Yeah, that would be the worst.
Yeah.
I was also thinking, you know, if men could give birth somehow, that, like, they would, well, obviously they'd have to be anally conceived, but I was just thinking that in a world where that were happening, bullying would revolve around, like, how tight the father's anus was when he was giving birth to the child, because that would affect how, like, long the person looks, like, just how, like, long and skinny their head is.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about this scenario of, like, like, there would probably be some sort of class war where it's, like, you know, lower income people have, like... have, like, you know, they can't afford to have looser anuses, so their kids come out like all looking like hot dogs because they're just being forced out of a high pressure anus and their brains are in that weird shape, and then it'd be some sort of like class thing, and then people with normal shape heads would be like, oh, like, you know, my dad could afford to have his anus relaxed, and, you know, over a period of time, like, and with a lot of support from family.
Yeah,
but
stretching would become its own economy. It would be this whole other industry that people are, like, self-conscious about. Yeah, dude. I also like anal, what did you say? Anal pressure? Anal something?
Oh, yeah. Like, anal pressure. I would like anal tube pressure, like the pressure per pressure radius, pressure diameter. You said something like that on a previous episode.
Nah, I'm always throwing out weird terms about the buttholes and giners and whatnot.
Yeah. Oh, no. I think we were talking about just the physics of, like, you were talking about, like, single nut radius or something.
Oh, single load volume. Single load
single
volume.
Single load volume. That's where we're going.
I coined that a little while ago. The single
load volume. To anybody who's listening, you can buy our masterclass. As in, you can just Venmo me directly, and you can just ask me for what that is on Instagram. It's I want to send chunky money for feet pics, and let's not edit that out.
Do you do feet pics?
No, because I'm, I don't really feel like if I were going to do a pics thing, I would want to pick, you know, my ass or tits, because I just feel like I like them better. And also, I've found myself on Foot Finder and on like r/foot. I don't know. I think that
you're on
2 years ago, I just learned to never Google myself because all of the weird shit, so you can probably find yourself on Foot Finder. Like me and everybody I know who has somewhat of a following has, most of them have found themselves on Foot Finder. Like your fans or the people who are like really into your feet, they just find these clips of your feet online. They upload them. Like my friend Brandon Suhu, who we had as one of our first guests on this show. He's an actor and he does a lot of martial arts. So there's like a ton of, I don't know, footage of him out there just like kicking with bare feet, and he finds these like blurred screenshots of them on Foot Finder and people are just jacking off to that shit. I mean, hey, whatever does it for
you. Dude, I've said this, I don't know if I said this on the pod, but my policy for like feet people, piss people, I put them in the same category just because it's like free bodily things that you can have a fetish about. I'm like, go nuts, dude. Go nuts.
Yeah, and it's also you don't really care about like the person who's giving it. It's like, okay, whatever. And also like, it doesn't have to be, like, it doesn't even have to be my feet. Like I think that in a lot of ways, you know, a deep fake of like my TikTok face on a porn star's body could be much more entertaining and funnier and more unique. You know, it adds something, because I know that there's no, you know, shortage of Asian porn on the internet. It's almost like it was a top search type for a long time.
I used to do this bit. It never really took off, but I used to do a bit where I was like, in the future, everyone will be jerked off to, because we'll all have some sort of like Google Glass kind of thing, and you'll be able to go up to a person and just be like, beep, beep. And they'll be like, what did you do? And you'll be like, nothing. And then they'll just like download your entire image and just like upload it onto some sex file and then just jerk off to it in VR or whatever. Oh,
when you first said that, I thought you were doing it from like an inclusivity, like woke, everybody's beautiful in their own way approach. It's like, in a future, everybody's going to be considered attractive.
No, it's just everyone's a creep and people will creep on you, and the way technology gets better will allow them to creep on you even more. But then I was also like, but then think about if you did get to, like, you found your like porn avatar on like some sex website as like, you can download Melissa Ong, and it had no downloads. You would be fucking gutted, dude.
That would be devastating.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah. No one wants to fucking jerk off to me. Not one person. Come on.
And, you know, and the thing is, like, this would just go into another, this would like just somehow make its way into a Mean Girls type environment, where in high school it's like the people who were, I don't know, the most jerked off to by like some measure of hotness, it's like those are the popular people. And then it's like these kids were only jerked off to by like single dads in their 50s, and exactly. so they're at that table or whatever, and they're all eating,
yeah,
I don't
this
know,
is like a like porn dystopia we're fish. Creating right now, this like this world that that's your like social credit score, is your nut score, like how many people are nutting to you.
Oh my God. Yeah. Your social credit nut score.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, sex is already an economy in and of itself. And I think we're just black mirroring it at this point. I was kind of thinking that like this morning, you know, the types of porn searches, like if you could go back in time and talk to like cavemen now, but you could give them a computer and they could like search anything based on what they have, based on their caveman lives that they lived up in that point. I just feel like it would be like, you know, like hot cave woman, like bends over to stir fire, loses loincloth, or like, or it's like, you know, going hunting with your bros and you spot a gatherer from another tribe. Like, I don't know, like shit like that.
We just had our producer asking if there's a dog in or near my, there isn't. There, I mean, maybe like next door or something. I don't know. Are you hearing a dog bark? Are we getting a dog barking noise?
Okay, I have been hearing some sort of like devilish echo behind you. That's like kind of sounds like somebody is being tortured, and for monetarily. Wow, I really hadn't read a book in 10 years. Nope, hentai counts. I am actually very literate. But yeah, is there a dog barking?
Devilish.
Yeah,
is there a dog barking? Here, hold on. There might be. Sometimes my shower makes this like clunk, 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 clunk noise. So let me see if I can fucking do something about that right now. I'm going to do that real quick, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. While Che's doing that, I'm going to expose him for his lies. Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that I see him going back behind the door now, and I'm pretty sure he's just going to kill the hostages in there. I know he has somebody trapped there. Like, maybe he has some sort of kink where it's like Maybe Che's developed a podcast-related kink at this point, where he's like, wow, it would be so hot if I were recording my podcast and my hostage was behind me and jerking off to me because I found the one person who also wants to be consensually kidnapped and also has a reverse podcast fetish. Yeah, I don't know about that. But I'm thinking of porn. Okay, so we have cave women. I was also thinking about mermaids, like what kind of porn, you know, mermaids would search. Would they be like, I don't know, they'd be like, ah, stepbrother, or like, step mermaid brother, my tail hurts, you're gonna have to help me, you know, swim across the Atlantic. But then the only way that they can swim together is by, like, you know, fuck, where are their dicks? Where are their dicks? Maybe it's kind of like they have those duck dicks, because I know that ducks, they have swirly penises, and that they retract inwards or something. You know, I've never really wanted to look this up because I don't want to know. But oh, welcome back, Che. I was just kind of theorizing as to, okay, if two mermaids are having sex, like, when do the genitals come out, if at all? And I was thinking, like, okay, if they're anything like aquatic ducks, then maybe their genitals are just sort of, you know, retracted in, and then they come out in a curly form while it's necessary. I was also wondering who your hostage was back there, who you had, you know, tied up with a collar, and who has some sort of weird, like, I'm listening to your podcast from afar but can't participate kink.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes my pipes make this like kind of noise.
Yeah, that's what he wants us to think.
Yeah, that's what it is. All it's just New York. It's just New York City. That's all it is.
But question for you, like, help me come up with a I'm just fixated on this now. So, if you could give a mermaid, you know, who's only ever lived a mermaid life, you know, porn search queries. Like I imagine their queries be something like, you know, like two twin mermaids get swallowed by a huge whale, and the only way to save them is to jerk off the whale. Yeah, stuff like that.
What is the title of a porn search for mermaids?
Yes.
Okay. Title for porn search for mermaids.
I just feel like it would be like extra long tail or something where it's just like, or it's like, or guy has or if it's a mermaid, it's like female mermaid has 10 vaginal gills, and also all her gills are vaginas.
Gills is definitely on that. Gills is for sure something that comes up. So it would be like like, I'm really thinking of, like, barely legal. I'm throwing that. What's, like, a barely legal term for fish, though? Never been netted or something like that?
Never, like, been netted. Never. Yeah, or, like, something where they were caught in the wild but not raised in a farm. I guess that kind of just sounds like, did you catch these sex slaves in the wild, or did you grow them yourself from a petri dish?
Yeah, like a big naturals kind of thing, like wild caught, like wild raised, wild raised. And they also they work really big on a monarchy down there, it seems like. So it has to I would think like royal fresh scale, like, and then it would be like, yeah, ocean based, because it's like, you, that's that, those are your races probably.
Oh,
underneath.
Yeah, so yeah, like where it's Pacific, like salt water and clear water.
Yeah.
Where it's like 10-foot long fin, like salt water, like royal flush, like came 2 pounds heavier than average.
There's like Ursula has the tentacle thing going on, so you have to assume that there's like male versions of that. So what I'm thinking is like, Atlantic, we want like Atlantic on
Atlantic versus Pacific. war zone.
What's that fucking, what's the term when you like
or sea anemone, the thing that has like a bunch of little things where spikes? Like sea anemone turns sentient,
yeah,
it gets, and like and it's sea anemone times sponge.
Yeah, it'd be like Atlantic Fresh Scale gets undertowed by 10 thick Pacific tentacles, something like that.
Yeah. that is like, so good.
That's in the realm of what we're looking for like what kind of porn these underwater people are looking up.
And I'm also wondering what, you know, their jizz would be made of. I was actually thinking, you know, if, because we've been talking about jizz a lot, so I think this just should just be the theme of the episode. But if you were, okay, let's say that you can't jizz, you know, normal jizz anymore, and then you have to pick from a condiment.
Oh,
and like you get, yeah, like ketchup or mustard or.
I know immediately. So do you want to go first? Because I know immediately.
I mean, you should go first because I don't even know. I have to think about it.
Barbecue sauce. I go barbecue sauce. barbecue sauce, 100%. Barbecue
A1.
Sauce. Day one, barbecue sauce. Barbecue sauce rules. Barbecue sauce, like, it just fucking, it goes on almost anything, makes anything almost better. Like, it's fucking, it can be like sweet and get a little vinegary. Like, it's a lot of flavor senses getting hit at the same time. I don't think anyone is upset with barbecue sauce. I'm thinking it's like, some people don't like mayo. Some people don't like mustard. I don't know if anyone doesn't like barbecue sauce. Everyone likes
they should sauce. Make that as a flavor that you can use when you're getting your pubes waxed. So I don't know if you know. So like I got laser hair removal a couple years ago, but prior to that, I would just get my pubes waxed like once a month. But they have different flavors you can choose from. I would go in New York, and so they'll be like, "Do you want the chocolate flavor?" And I don't know why they describe it as flavored, because it's not like any of us are eating that shit, to my knowledge.
So it's
actually,
like what
I wonder.
Wax is flavored.
Yeah, and so it's like this thing where they're like, do you want the honey wax? Do you want the chocolate wax? Do you want the strawberry wax? And it's weird that those are the options. Yeah, I think it's the smell, and it's more of the idea of it. I mean, really, they're waxing your pubes, so it hurts. So I think they just want to give you a little, like, it's chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, and I was just reminded of this time that... So I learned the hard way to never be like, hey, do you want to get your wax for way cheaper by having this student do it? I just learned to never say yes to that the hard way, because I mean, typically it was like, I don't remember, maybe like $40 to $70, depending on whatever you got and like how comfortable it was. But this one time I went in New York and they were like, hey, are you down for it to be, it'll only be $5 if you let our pube waxing intern do it, who's still learning and hasn't really done it a lot. And I was like, yeah, sure, I want to save money. And so, well, first of all, I learned that, you know, they were scamming me, because like I don't have hair on my butthole, because and they kept trying to get me to like add that on, because you can add it where it's like, you want just the bikini,
just
do you want to add the butthole?
Yeah.
And they'd be like, do you want to add the butthole? And I to be honest, I never really thought that. Like I just learned from a different waxer that they were scamming me, and that I just don't even have hair around there. So they were just waxing my butthole for no reason, just to charge me the extra. And so the intern person was just like, yeah, like we need to do your butthole. And I was like, okay. And, what flavor of wax do you want? And I was like, I don't know, chocolate. Like, is somebody going to come and eat it out of my ass later? And are they going to pay me for that? Or like, was that extra? What is that? And so, somehow she fucked up. I was like in the doggy position, or however they position. I haven't gotten it done in a long time, but she accidentally like dripped the chocolate wax like into my butthole.
Oh, wax and, went in your asshole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And luckily it wasn't too deep. They were able to like pull it out. they were just like, don't worry, just like sit upright, let it dry, and then like, you know, kind of as if you're about to fart, and they like yanked it out. Or I mean, it wasn't that. Maybe I'm being dramatic, but
I don't think you're being dramatic. Someone dripped hot wax into your asshole. I think you feeling uncomfortable or weird about it is completely normal.
Yeah, and I'm just like, would this have been different if it were mayonnaise or barbecue sauce? But like, anyway, what you're reminding me of that, and I'm like, why did they have the flavors? And like, is there someone out there who's like eating the remains of this? I imagine it's some sort of fetish. But if I had to jizz something, I wish I could choose based on how much I like the person, you know, or if I hate them. So it's like, oh, if I like them, then I'll be like honey, and if I hate them, I'll be like sriracha, or yeah, like habanero sauce, or I don't know, or just something pickly, just to fuck with them.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to eat someone's ass and have like a pickle taste. No, hold on, my TV's doing a weird thing. Give me a second.
No worries. I feel like you're living in Smart House right now. There was that movie from back in the, I don't remember if it was called Smart House, but it was like one of those Disney Channel original series where the house is sentient. It's like the father and the kids is like, hey, like your mom died. And, you know, instead we got this like holographic female mom that also operates the house and is going to, so there's going to be a double plot between like, you know, trying to replace your dead mother with the robot and then also the robot dominating the house and how weird that can get. And so I don't know. That's just a thing that could also turn into a porno. Have you seen those?
No, I haven't
seen that movie.
No. Smart House.
Yeah, but I just know that that's, I'm sure it's another, it's Rule 34. I'm sure there's a genre of porn that's like, oh, your Roomba comes to life and turns into like a hot, sexy maiden.
Also, it's fucking Valentine's Day. We've been talking all about the waxing.
Yeah. We need to talk about that. Oh, yeah.
Cleaning out your ass, all those things. That's some Valentine's Day shit. People go get their fuck. I bet the estheticians, like, they're like, if you're an esthetician on Valentine's Day, today is like, it was just your Super Bowl and you're just cleaning it up. And now you're just like taking a break. You're like, your mask comes off. You're like sweating and tired. You're like, I need to take my vacation now. This has to be the most wax time of the year.
Yeah. Oh, okay. When you said, I don't know why I heard you say like testician or something. So I thought you were talking about your testicle. Sorry?
It's an esthetician, right? That's what it is.
No, you are right. Okay. It is. Yeah. It's like aesthetician or so. You're more right than I am, but I definitely heard testician at first. So I thought you were still talking about the people who were doing the vasectomy stuff.
Oh, no.
I guess it'll be the vasectomy. What do they call? What do they call them? A vasectomist? Like a doctor of vasectomy?
I don't know what like a doctor of specifically doing a vasectomy is. I know the name of the doctor doing it. I don't want to blow up his spot and be like, yo.
I have definitely fuck guys before just on the premise of knowing that they have a vasectomy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that tells me so much about, you know, like I remember when, maybe a year or two ago when they were like, women can't have abortions or whatever. And then there was all this, and I posted something online being like, yeah, fuck the sister. And then, I think I was like, he's a 5, but he has a vasectomy. And I'm like, whoa, like that's when they were doing the he's a 5, but he's a 10. But mm-hmm. And then after I posted that as a joke, I got, you know, a good amount of DMs, you know, telling me that they had a vasectomy. And then I would just look at the hot ones and be like, OK, well, I need to see proof. And so then I, you know, took the hot ones who had proof of vasectomy. And and I had a good time.
Nice. You went and tested to see if you let them know to be like, hey, still doesn't work. Still doesn't work.
Yeah.
That's fucking amazing.
Wait, Valentine's Day, though. Mm-hmm. What are your feelings about Valentine's Day? What did you do? Do you have plans for this one? What did you do for the last one?
I don't know if I've ever celebrated a Valentine's Day. I don't know if I've ever been dating over that arc of time. No, wait. Yes, I have. I did one. There's one. I dated a girl. This was probably like 2015, 2016 in that range. Yeah, I dated a girl back then and we did something real simple. We just like watched TV and she really liked chicken wings. So I got like my mom has this like old chicken wing recipe that I got off my sister. For like hot wings and honey garlic wings. And I made them from scratch for her because she would like chicken wings for like her favorite food.
That is so cute.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
That is so wholesome. I thought you were going to be like, yeah, and my mom had this great recipe and I was just like, hey, can you make these?
No. I whipped them up. And then I think I took a Viagra pill too to like fucking really lay the dick down.
So when was your very first time taking Viagra?
I would have been like 20, 21 in that range. What was that experience like? Well, it's great. It's like, I can get fucking so drunk and still have my dick work.
Does it affect your horniness and how good the sex feels? Or is it just like, is the only part of it just like the dick hardness? Like, what does it come with?
I think the sex is still the same. I think you're like a little faster to arousal. What it does, like it's a more of like a mind fuck, or like if you have any concerns about like, oh fuck, I'm not going to get hard because I'm fucked up or because I did coke or whatever. It takes away all of that. And I feel like you can psychologically, you get like a placebo effect of being able to fuck better because you're not thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, this one time I was dating a guy and I felt like he did this very cute thing of where we'd both just come back from a party and we were sleeping over at my place. He couldn't get it up because even though we were both horny because of just, and I'm like, yeah, I don't give a shit. That shit happens sometimes. Shout out to my friend Rich, who I'm making this song with called Whiskey Dick. I'm going to keep promoting that at the end of the video. But nice. I was like, yeah, no, it's chill. And like, we went to bed. And in the morning, he really wanted to prove to me just like how hard his dick was and that he could. Cause I think he was feeling like, I mean, I don't give a shit. Like, I mean, like the same goes for girls, right? Like it's for me, like sometimes, like even if I am horny, it's just hard to come depending on the drugs or the situation, but it's not like I'm not enjoying whatever. I don't care about that shit, but it was very sweet. He wanted to like prove to me, that he could be hard. You know, he wanted me to see his potential. And then so like, you know, it was funny because like I was asleep and he didn't want to disturb me. So just like over time, he's slowly waking up and he's just like, hey, you know, I know we didn't get to last, but look at something. Look at this. And he was like looking at me like so earnestly seeking approval. And I was like, yeah, it is really big. It is very impressive. And like, and I was like, yes. Yes, but like I do find that pretty very sweet because I mean I don't really care about that shit, but I have had a non-zero amount of times where like, you know, for some reason the guy isn't able to get it hard the first time and they want to like prove it to me later that they can. And it's very sweet, you know. It's just like, oh, like I love when you beg for my approval.
Well, you feel, I got to take my zen out. You feel you just feel shitty. You feel shitty. You're like, "Oh, fuck." I wish I could. But I think as you get older, you kind of get over it because it happens to you a few times. And it's just like a natural quote. Like, yeah, everyone gets fucking too drunk or something. You can't get your dick to work. And so eventually you're just like,
yeah, bah. Or I like can't get, I mean, in the reverse way, it's like, or I like can't get wet if I'm too drunk.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Wait,
of your lubes, do you have specific lubes that you like more than others? How often are you using? I don't really have, I'm pretty horny. I usually don't have a problem getting wet because I'm just like a sick fuck. And I'm just thinking about like, yeah, like the part of your meat that's attached to you so vulnerably, like it's inside me now. You don't even know me that well. I can just fucking see inside your organ. Like, and then so I'm like, yeah, like that's great. But I know that they make different like lubes that have different sensations that are like, oh, some are tingly, or it's like this one comes with a free cock ring, like any of those sort of sexual add-ons. Do you have favorites of those? Do you like any of those in particular?
Never been a lube guy. I've never gone out and like bought lube or anything like that, but if I use something, I'll use coconut oil because I always have coconut oil on hand because I use it to like moisturize. I use it for my hair and different things. So that's if ever it has come a time where it's like we got to use lube, coconut oil is always a great one because it's good for you, it's safe to use, it's organic, and I buy good shit too. Coconut oil is always my go-to. It tastes good, smells good, unless
that
you don't like
so
coconut
smart.
Or like that.
Oh my gosh, I mean those are the same people who invite you to go skiing and play pickleball, so
exactly,
you know,
exactly.
In general, and you know, and they believe in orangutans. They're probably the ones collaborating with regular monkeys and dyeing them orange underground every night to keep the facade that only they care so deeply about.
They're part of the scam. Yeah, man.
The orangutan scam. I was also thinking of like what other animals I just kind of find to be sus in general. Mm-hmm. You know, I actually find rabbits to be suspicious. I think that, you know, they're a little bit, they're very twitchy. And I think that when they are eating in like the mammal furry rodent way, I know that they are thinking of murder. And this is heavily biased by the Man Bear Pig South Park episode where it's a bunch of those like little creatures and like, they're all attacking all the people. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The it wasn't the Man Bear Pig episode.
Wasn't the Man Bear Pig, but it was the other creatures. Yeah, it was like weird little forest creatures.
Yeah, they're like the happy Christmas creatures and they make like your head explode with their eyes and shit, and they're like all evil and stuff. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. I was also thinking, I had another jizz question. Like if you could jizz and it was like not a liquid, it was oh my god, you know what, actually okay, so I think we in the nut cinematic universe we've created here, we've been talking about, you know, Nutvatar the Last Nutbender, and it could be cool like if the four elements, if it were just like you, okay, you jizz fire, you jizz water, you jizz wind, and the other one is, I guess, earth. So you just rocks.
Yeah.
You just jizz boulders that are lunging at people.
Or something. Yeah.
Yeah. No, sand makes, like, oh my God, imagine jizzing sand and it just getting everywhere and being like, no, I didn't want to get exfoliated today. Exactly. And then all the porn would be like,
you need like one of those
little,
like,
you walk into an exfoliation and there's a sand bender there.
You'd have like those tiny, like, hand vacuums after every time you jizz and just like fucking clean it up. I would go water just to keep it the easiest, you know? Jizzing fire. Yeah. Like, because, but then if you are the jizz bender and you are jizzing it, the fire wouldn't hurt you. But it's like about your partner too, because then they would have to be fireproof. The sand, terrible situation. The wind is like almost nothing, but the wind that's going to come out of your dick and go into her pussy or into her head, and she's going to be like, it's going to like fill up her pussy and she's going to have some big old queef after.
Or it'll just turn her into a giant balloon like in Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
But it'll just be like the air that's coming out of your dick bending.
Like, I think water's the way you got to go. Cause then water's just like, hydration. Could you like change it? Could I like, before I fuck a chick, take one of those like hydration packs that's like strawberry watermelon flavored, and then my jizz would come out strawberry watermelon. That's like, then we're like cooking. Now we're in a whole new element of jizzing different things.
Oh my God, you know that, I feel like there would for sure be some sort of music festival station, you know, those, like, when you go to a music festival or like a giant party scene, they have those trucks where it's like, hey, do you want to get a liquid IV, or do you want to get like a shot of B12 for $30,000 because you need this, and after that you can get a yoga thing, and blah, 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 blah. I hate specific tents like that, but I just imagine that there would be some sort of dude bro shop where it's like, hey, like, do you want to get hydrated really fast? Well, just you know, pay me some money and it'll come out this nozzle, and I'm just standing here to watch, you know. There's nothing weird about me standing so close to the nozzle and looking down at you while you're doing it.
Exactly. He's like inside a box, and like there's a faucet right at dick level that's like sprays into a cup, and then you drink it and you're like, huh, that's great, I do feel hydrated. Actually,
speaking of Valentine's Day, what is your ideal Valentine's Day? Like, if you just, I'm gonna leave that open, like, you know, you have powers, unlimited time, like your ideal Valentine's Day. Like, for example, I think mine would be I've been thinking about this, but I think mine would be like, okay, I wake up and I am the female emperor of some sort of kingdom, and I have a variety of consorts, and this is totally not based on the Men of the Harem webtoon. Shout out to the, I really like that series. You need to make a porn version of that. But and it would be like, I just imagine every, like, each part of the day would be filled with different sex drugs act, where it's like, okay, like, and now the consort from the kingdom of Washadashadada, like, he's gonna take you on this plane, and then you guys are gonna air jizz bend, and you're gonna fly in these circles, and then this one will take it. Like, I'm wondering what is your ideal Valentine's Day?
Man, ideal Valentine's Day, unlimited money, unlimited time. I mean, that was, you had like a whole harem situation. I was like going the exact opposite way. I'm like, let's just fucking stay in. Let's stay in. Mm. Let's hang out. Let's order food. Let's veg out. Let's do nothing. And just like, oh, we'll just appreciate each other's time. Like, I think Valentine's Day is a shitty day to go out because there's all these people doing the same thing, having to like show up. Restaurants are packed. Everything's packed. It's like going to brunch on Mother's Day or something like that. It's like, oh, it's like just chaotic. You want to do it like, I would try and pitch, be like, can we go out on February 16th, February 11th, 10th, and like do it then? Like, it doesn't have to be like the day is arbitrary. Like, let's do something, but like, let's not do it on the day because it's just going to be so crazy. So I guess my ideal Valentine's Day would be not on Valentine's Day, possibly staying in. And if we go out, we do it on an off day, off night, because we're different. We're better. We don't comply to social constructs like that. Not a chance.
Yeah. Man. I was like, that was surprisingly wholesome because, you know, in real life. Yeah, I feel like I have had very memorable Valentine's Day that have either been exceptionally good or exceptionally bad. last year, I think the, last year, I was in this situationship or this like broken off situationship with it. I don't care about it at all. That's why I'm talking about it now and why I wrote two songs about it. One called lovable.mp3 and the other one is called I Think of You Every Time I Use My Dyson. And yeah, I just don't care about it at all. I'm completely over it. Doesn't bother me at all. But yeah, yeah, I mean, we were supposed to do a thing on that and we'd been in this like fucked up situationship and he did actually, you know, and like the Valentine's Day before then, he made me get a fucking Dyson, yeah. And
made
then
you get a Dyson or he got you a Dyson?
He made me get one. So like, it would have been cooler if he had gotten it for me.
What do you
but,
mean? What do you mean he made you get a Dyson? I haven't heard
okay,
this.
Okay. So, oh God. So basically the year before he was doing the thing where like, he wanted me to date him, so he was just aggressively acting like a boyfriend very much in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was like just starting my high-ish fame bender and was emotionally unavailable. And I was like too, like I didn't even have any sort of brain capacity to notice what was going on. And so we were dating, and I thought it was pretty obvious that it was non-exclusive given the content that I was putting out at the time. I was literally putting out like cum towels and Big Clean Energy pussy, and I was like, yeah, I thought this is very obvious.
Yeah.
And then so we reached a point where, you know, he found out that I was seeing other people, which I was in my right to do, but I understand how like the vibe was like, whatever. It was just one of those weird things. And prior to that, you know, he was just like, oh, how do you live like this? Like, because my place was a mess. And he was like, you need to get a Dyson and a Roomba. And then he made me get all this shit. And he like built all this furniture for me and whatever. And my place was a lot nicer. And my life got a lot easier after getting the Dyson. I was like, wow, this is really nice. And then immediately after we had our, like, you know, broke things off with me. And I was like, what?
He broke and things then, off with you.
Yeah, because we had the, do you want to be exclusive conversation? And I was like, no. And so he broke things off with me, but like the way it happened, we were both very like emotionally mature and it was very abrupt. And I was like, God damn it. Like now but I can't get, and then I was like, but like this so I would see the Dyson get really angry, but it's a really good vacuum. And it was like $800. And I was just like, I can't, this is such a good vacuum, but God damn it. Fuck that guy. And then, so I genuinely every time I saw that Dyson, be like, fuck that guy. Like, and then I wrote a song about it. And then we like, you know, reconvened and then like right before the next Valentine's Day. And then the day of the next Valentine's Day that we were like supposed to do a thing, he like picks a fight with me and cancels. And then that's when I wrote, and I was just like, we got into some sort of like argument or whatever. And he was like, why are you depressed? You're literally so hot. And that, you know, that gave me brain damage because it was such a dumb question. And so, I wrote that into the hook of my song Lovable. Like, do you think I'm lovable just because, anyway? So yeah, so that was my Valentine's Day, last Valentine's Day. And this one's going to be way cooler.
Have you heard that Sam Morrell joke where he's like, I told my mom I'm depressed. And she's like, why are you depressed? You're so tall. <It's>
like, I mean, valid.
Yeah. I was like, like that has the exact kind of vibe of what that guy said to you. Yeah, man.
And then I that was like, you know, obviously, it was a very, physical relationship. I think we were both like, God, I hate this person's personality, but like, he was my first Persian, so I think there was like, I don't know, like, so he was my first Persian. I was like, oh, I'm like, this is new.
Sometimes you can like fuck out your way into a relationship, and there's like nothing else there. You're like just horny as hell and just
because
nonstop.
Yeah, because we. It's true, because like, you know, as we got to know each other, I was like, wow, I think like everything, we didn't understand each other fundamentally, and everything that came out of his mouth I thought was stupid and vice versa. And I remember being like, ugh, like so pissed about it. And he was 6'3" and he had and I remember the size of his dick. And then I think very soon after, I started having way better sex with a guy who was 6'4" and who had a dick like slightly longer. So I feel like I upgraded 1 inch in both departments.
That's fucking jokes. I think I was thinking about the whole like dating. Like, I don't think nothing's happened this Valentine's Day. But I was like looking at how Pete Davidson operates. And I was like, oh, he doesn't like, he just like dates them for a bit and then just dips. He dates for like whatever, like 6 months to a year and then dips. And I was like, maybe
that's
a move.
Do you think he's the one who dips, or do you think that
they dip?
Or that he's, Yeah.
I don't know who's dipping, but that seems mm-hmm. to be this. He's like, oh, I'm always dating someone. And I guess I'm just my mentality towards dating was like so absolutist. It's like either we're dating because we're going to date forever or there's no point in dating at all. And I'm like, hey, maybe just date to have fun. Maybe do that. So I'm like, oh, maybe I'll start perusing that a little bit. But then there's also, you know, what's going to happen is I'm going to do it because I go down this road every now and again where I go like, I think I want to date again, and then I'll date someone, and then you get like 6 months into a year and you're like, I'm kind of over it, and then they're not, and then you have to break up, and then it's like, whoa, and it's just a bunch of stress and bullshit and garbage, and so it's like, maybe just leave it alone. But I don't know, I'm perusing the idea again.
No, but I do think that there is value to dating in chunks, because I think, you know, back then when people were like, we're dating for life, I think when that idea was originally around, people were also living until they were like 30.
Yeah.
And so they were like, yeah, we're going to date forever because we're going to die very soon.
Yeah, we're dying, dude. And yeah, we got to have kids because someone needs to take care of me as I'm dying because there's no healthcare.
Yeah, exactly.
We live in stone houses.
Yeah. just out of straw.
Yeah.
And, but I think like, it makes sense to date people for periods of your life. Like I think of like, oh, cool. Like this was my high school boyfriend and these were, you know, all of my college boyfriends and these were all of my or I don't know, just specific periods, because I think, you know, you're always changing. And a lot of times I feel like a person will be good for you and you'll be good for each other in a certain like window of time. And then mm-hmm. either there's this model by Mark Manson or by somebody, whatever it's called, compatibility chemistry, where it's like chemistry is literally like, how good do I feel around this person? Do I want to fuck them? And compatibility is like, hey, do we both want to have kids? Like, do we both want to live in New York or whatever? Mm-hmm. And that typically, like if you don't have those two things, then it probably won't be successful in the long run. And I think there's also the chemistry of like how differently your brain acts when you're in honeymoon stage. I have this whole philosophy on dating where it's like, okay, so like for the first 10 to 12 weeks, that just tells you whether or not a person was being honest with you, because a lot of people approach dating from this insecure perspective. So they're like putting on this performative, like, these are all the best parts of me that I think you want. And then, but you know, the average human being cannot maintain a facade for longer than 10 to 12 consecutive weeks. So typically if someone's being fake with you, that'll show up within those first couple months. And I feel like that's where a lot of people get fucked and hurt in dating, because they were like, they acted so different in the beginning and they were da 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 da. And I'm like, huh, not if you know my 3 month rule, where if you just don't trust them for the first 12 weeks. And then 6 months to a year is when the initial honeymoon period starts to fade off. And then you kind of see like, okay, how are you guys acting? Because it's really easy to be like so affectionate and amazing with each other when you have
you're super horny. Yeah.
You have like the love chemicals and all that stuff. However, you know, that first year is not really indicative of what the rest of your relationship would be like. I think it's really year two when all the initial sort of like fuzzy honeymoon stuff wears off and you're like, okay, like, you know, I was so horny this entire time that I didn't realize that you were, you know, I just kind of overlooked the fact that you were killing, you know, zoo animals and you don't even work at the zoo. Like,
damn, dude. Yeah. Where did this anaconda come from? And now you're turning it into a boot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's we're pretty much there.
Oh shit. Yeah. No, went on a rant again. Yeah. I am excited for you to explore dating again, because I think, romance is awesome and good.
Romance is awesome and good, guys. That's the for deep Valentine's thoughts. Day special. Romance is awesome and good. We didn't even get to the rice purity test, but if people are like dying for us to do it, we'll finish it eventually. Yeah. Guys, don't you worry,
because we always finish. Happy Jizzentine's Day, Valentine's Day, whatever. Our podcast producers will come up with a good. This is the Valentine's Day special, featuring jizz. Jizz is the headliner. Opened by vasectomy, whatever. This, yeah, Jizzcella, Jizz Valentine's Day. You can find me at SailorMel69420 on TikTok and Instagram. And also look at my website, sailormel.space. I designed it recently. I'm very proud of it. You don't really need to do anything. And then also listen to my music, which is also under Sailor Mel. Please listen to all of my songs, including the one that I wrote about that guy, or the two that I don't care about anymore, Lovable. And I think of you every time I use my Dyson. And also, okay, Jay, you go now.
And you can find me on all platforms at Chedurena. That's Chedurena. Chedurena.com for all ticket and tour dates. Some shows we got coming up February 21st and 22nd. That's going to be Edmonton and Calgary. I also got Vancouver coming up and Victoria. And then we have Bloomington, Minnesota, and Tacoma.
Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We added second shows to Edmonton and Calgary. So there might still be tickets left for that. That's it. That's where you can get all the stuff.
Thank you, Come Again.
Check out the pod on YouTube. Thank you, Come Again Pod. And check us out on Instagram at Thank You, Come Again Pod. Leave some comments. We do there. And then, of course, the voicemail at
sayhi.chat/TYCA pod. sayhi.chat/TYCA pod. Rate and review us, please. It helps me very much specifically, but all of us together, but me for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. A lot. That's it.
All right, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Bye.
We want to hear from you, so leave us a voice message at sayhi.chat/TYCA pod. Again, that's sayhi.chat@TYCA pod. And make sure that your message is 1 minute or less.
You can ask us a question, share what you think is cringe, tell us a story, whatever you like. And if you do, we may play it right here on the pod. We're going to leave the link for you right below.